Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, there's this little topic that we occasionally cover called retirement.
That's pretty much all we talk about, don't we?
Yeah, we do spend a lot of time talking about it. But listen, for about, I think this is the 14th year now, Fidelity's been putting out an annual report called Retirement 2020, and their 2019 report is now out. And we've got a terrific guest to help us talk about the results of the retirement survey that they've done. Michelle Monroe is joining us. She's the Director of Tax and Retirement Research at Fidelity Investments. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, we're not going to be able to do it justice in 10 minutes to the content of the survey, but I want to sort of start at a high level here, and I want you to tell us a little bit about what you found year over year, the differences between how optimistic Canadians are with respect to their retirement this year versus, say, last year or previous years. Are we seeing a trend?
Well, one of the trends is that we're seeing people are very optimistic and they're looking forward to retirement. And I think part of that could be because we're getting into a 10-year bull run now. So the economy's doing well, and therefore people are looking forward to retirement, and because their investments are doing well as well.
Well, I think that's interesting. We feel it a little bit differently here in Alberta than perhaps in other parts of the country. which is an interesting conversation. We remind clients that, you know, what's happening with respect to pipelines in Alberta may not necessarily be influencing, you know, everybody everywhere. However, having said that, it is interesting to know nationally that Canadians are optimistic.
Yeah, and before we got on the show, we were looking at some of the survey, Dave, and it was focusing on one piece was on how and when people retire. We found that in the prairies, Alberta included, tend to retire sooner, at least 37% of them do. So, Michelle, what do Canadians tend to do when they retire? What age group are they primarily retiring at? And then what are their plans when they to match their age and their financial situation?
Well, that's a really good question, and there's a lot of different pieces to that. So when we ask pre-retirees, when do you expect to retire? Almost 40%, so predominantly they mostly say around 65. But then we find that a lot of people actually retire a lot earlier and are in that under 60 category. And it does vary across the country, whereas BC is one of the highest at 46%, and the prairies are actually at just under 40%, and they're in line with Ontario. So what we are seeing is that people do tend to retire a little bit earlier than expected, and there could be various reasons for that. Part of it is also thinking about, well, what do you plan to do in retirement, and creating a bit of a vision and then actualizing that.
Yeah, I think that we talk about that an awful lot, Michelle, on the show. It's, you know, everybody knows what they're retiring from. It's surprising how few people know what they're retiring to. Perhaps at a very high level they've thought this through, but they haven't really dug down into, you know, some of the plans, the details of what's going to fill that gap. When you think about 40 hours a week, you got to fill with something.
40 hours a week is a lot of time to fill, and we find that especially when I speak to early retirees, is that is the biggest shock that they have. That they've spent 8-plus hours a day at work. And when you ask people, like, what do you think you're going to be doing in retirement? And you get the typical answers. Well, the number one answer is actually traveling.
Yeah.
And then the next is spending time with family and friends, and then hobbies. And then when we ask the retirees, how did you actually spend time? Traveling actually doesn't occur as much as they had anticipated. But they do spend more time on hobbies and family with friends and actually online activity. So what we're seeing is that the seniors are just as busy on their smartphones as the rest of us are.
Are we finding that more and more Canadians are working through their retirement years?
There is. It's more of a transition zone where people are working for something that they love to do as opposed to their paycheck. And when we ask the reasons, well, what are your reasons for working in retirement? People say to stay active, helps to stay busy, pass the time, give a sense of purpose, social reasons, things like that. Of course, financial reasons is one of the answers as well.
Right.
But when we go an extra layer, well, what do you mean by financial reasons? A lot of it has to do with reasons to make life easier, which means an additional night out, maybe it's an additional vacation or a fancier vacation. And I think it's a different retirement than you'd think, like our parents' retirement, where people would retire and it's a hard stop, and then you start it's a hard stop from your working years and then the retirement years. I think it's more of a trend. The trends are it's more of a transition now.
Yeah. Let's talk about how prepared people are. So I made the comment earlier, Faisal, and we talk about this a lot. We know what we're retiring from. Most people do, right? Very few sort of have an idea or a plan of what they're retiring to. Michelle, I'd like your comments from the research, and not just this year's, but if we've seen a trend improving or not, about people's retirement planning. Do they have a plan?
Start with this more of the importance of having a written plan and really creating that vision and putting it on paper. Mm. Any plan that's written, if it's written, you increase your likelihood of actually achieving your goals. And in our research shows us that about a quarter of people actually have a written retirement plan. Right. Now, those people who work with a financial advisor, financial planner, what have you, the term you want to use, that number actually goes up to 40%. And then we look, well, people who actually have a written plan, they do feel so much better prepared. And you would think that, well, they would feel better prepared financially, as expected, but it's also emotionally, socially, and physically, which has to do with health-wise. So it's just putting all these pieces together, I think, really drives home to your listeners the importance of having a written plan.
So Michelle, let's just kind of recap that. First of all, those who are dealing with an advisor, only 40% of them have a written financial plan?
That's what people tell us. When the advisors who I speak with, I think that's low. I think that they actually are preparing it a lot higher, that the number should be higher.
You know, what I find interesting in that, Faisal, is there might be confusion. So we believe that there's a difference between a written financial plan and a retirement plan.
Correct.
Right? So a written financial plan would be a component of a retirement plan,
yes,
because there's lifestyle considerations
and
everything else, right? And I think that's sometimes the confusion with people, even if they've done a financial calculator.
So I agree with the survey. Hmm. Because the people that come to us for a second opinion or want us to sit down and kind of have a chat don't have...
Most don't.
I would say more than 40% of the people...
true.
Anecdotally, in our practice, for the people that we meet, do not have a written financial plan at all.
Right.
And are coming to us because they want that.
Right.
They want some sort of guidance from a plan perspective. So I'm just surprised that people are okay with
it. So you actually think it's too high? That number is higher than what you would have expected to see. Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Right. So I think the 23 or 25% of the people who don't have a plan in general is pretty much what we... that do have a plan is what we see anecdotally in our practice for people who come to us for a second opinion.
Okay. So we're very quickly running out of time, Michelle, and we're going to end it on this particular point and this question. I think we all agree that... that people that have a written financial plan and it's tied to a retirement plan lifestyle have a higher quality of retirement, lower stress, so on and so forth. So finish it off, I guess, if you would, with just if you had to give somebody one piece of advice as they're preparing for their retirement, what would you say?
Oh, I think it's the importance of having a written plan and being prepared, coming up with the vision of the future that's realistic. And it's not only preparing for like those fun points of traveling and spending time with family and friends, but looking at it from a very holistic viewpoint that retirement's going to last a long time, and think about it and be prepared.
Michelle, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for taking some time with us.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too. We've been joined by Michelle Monroe, Director of Tax and Retirement Research at Fidelity Investments. And I'll remind our listeners and Faisal, a very good friend of ours, Barry LaVallee, says retirement is not a perpetual weekend.
Yeah.
Right? It will not work out that way. So you need to put some structure into what that's going to look like, and then can it be supported through all the math and the numbers and, you know, the financial plan.
Yeah, and that structure is very important, and we're going to talk about how to get that structure into reality to bulletproof your retirement.
That'll be on Tuesday, September 24th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
You want to know how to utilize your losses to save on taxes? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.